Okay, let's review Shkalim Daf Chaf. The Gemara left off in yesterday's Daf about Basar Shen Esalim Min Ayin, so it tells a few more stories of lost meat, lost wine, lost cheese, and whether we can assume that they're kosher, and whether we're allowed to keep them in terms of Hashavas Aveda, both halachas. Whether you can keep them, you assume there's Yeish Bailim, which the Gemara says ultimately yes, we do assume there's Yeish Bailim, and therefore you're allowed to keep them Midin, Hashavas Aveda, and whether we can assume that they're kosher. So that's also, if you have a Tvias Ayin, if you recognize it, so then certainly you can assume it's kosher. And but if it's basar shen esalim min ha'ayin, so then it's not so pasha. Then we have the machlokas in our Gemara. In halacha gimel, the Mishnah discusses what type of carbon to bring when the animal was found in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, not in Yerushalayim itself, but mi Yerushalayim and migdaleder kumidas lekol ruach. So we said the male animals are brought as a carbon olah. The female animals, you assume, are carbon shlamim. And then we discuss who pays for the nesachim of these animals. So you find it. So originally we thought, okay, so you found it, you pay for the nesachim. But then people stopped picking up lost animals because who wants to pay for the nesachim? So they based the made a takana that it goes mishal tzibur, that it gets paid from the tzibur. And that leads the Mishnah into a whole discussion of seven takanos that were made, mostly about mamon tzibur paying for things that really mamon tzibur should not have had to pay for, but out of the takana they made that mamon tzibur should have to pay for certain things. On the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara has four approaches, two of which we reject and two of which we accept, as to how we can bring a found male animal as a carbon olah, even though it might really be a shlamim. Can you just change the kedusha just like that from an olah to a shlamim? So one possibility the Gemara had is that you would have to let it develop a mum, and then you would take two new animals, and you would say one for an olah, one for a shlamim. You would say if the original animal that we found was a carbon olah, so let this be an olah tachtav, the olah that I'm bringing now should be in its place, and the shlamim is going to be shalmei nedava. If the original animal was a shlamim, so let this new animal that I'm bringing now is a shlamim, be a shlamim tachtav, and the olah would be an olas nedava. The other possibility that the Gemara suggests is that no, tonight based in nualam osaros sheikrav olos. Ken at mar uf hacha tonight bezin of those sheikrovolos. Just like any extras, we assume it's a tonight bezin that it's going to be able to be brought as a carbon olah. When a person is makdish an animal as a carbon shlamim, he understands that there's a tonight bezin built in, that if it were to ever get lost, it would be brought instead as a carbon shlamim. The Gemara then has a machlokas about the hakdashas ha'isaron for the minchas chavitin. Is it after they divided it into two parts, or before they divided it into two parts? When were they makdish it? The Gemara, the whole rest of the daf is all about minchas chavitin. It talks about minchas chavitin for the chinuch of a kohen hadyot. Not only does a kohen gadol bring a minchas chavitin each and every day, where he brings half in the morning and half in the afternoon, but the first day of avoda for any kohen, for a kohen hadyot, also requires a minchas chavitin. And the Gemara discusses what was the order of the cooking and the baking of the minchas chavitin. Was it first cooked and then baked, first baked and then cooked? Different drashos that the Gemara has in terms of how to darshan the wording of the psukim, te'afena na, or is it te'afena na'a? If it's te'afena na, it means you have to bake it when it's not mevushal kol tzarcho. So at the time that you bake it, it apparently has to be mevushal a little bit, it has to be fried a little bit. Te'afena na'a means that when you bake it, it should still be beautiful. If it was already fried a little bit, then it would not be beautiful anymore. And then the Gemara quoted a shita that says that mitagna, that you would do both, that ofa v'achar, that you would you would bake it both before and after frying it. Then the last discussion is about minchas chavitin of a kohen gadol that dies or becomes tamei or develops a mum. So what do we do with his minchas chavitin? Do we bring the full minchas chavitin again in the afternoon, or do we only bring half again in the afternoon? That is a machlokas.